In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, friends and co-workers Miguel Balbuena and Andrew Lunetta talk about their involvement with Tiny Homes for Good, an organization which addresses chronic homelessness in Central New York and how it has affected the residents who've moved in.
Homelessness is something that could occur to anyone, regardless of your walk of life, even skilled laborers like carpenters or business people. And then I heard that a Tiny Home for Good was trying to make a dent in the issue of the homelessness, so I was pretty glad to join in the effort. Can you elaborate, why did you start a Tiny Home for Good?
Yeah, it was very much for that reason that I got to know individuals while working at the shelter who really became close, became friends, and it was painful to see them going through these same housing struggles where they were forced to stay at the shelter, or every evening they weren't sure where they were going to go back and spend the night. And it just became clear to me that a tiny home built on vacant lots here in Syracuse could be a solution to that housing instability. So that's why in 2014 started raising the money and getting smart people around me, one of them yourself, to figure out how to do this. You've gotten to know some of our residents. Can you kind of identify certain things that may have changed since they've kind of taken on this house? And
I will point out to the example of Dolphus Johnson, who's a military veteran who was one of the persons who moved to the first two units. Mm-hmm. I think his outlook of life have improved very much since he moved to Tiny Home, because he has a more positive attitude now. I think if you get rid of the chronic stress, you have a better outlook of life and improve the quality and quantity of your life.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Dolphus. So in the first year we built the homes and Dolphus moved in, we got a big snowstorm in November, and I went over to shovel, and I got there, and there's probably a foot of snow on the ground, but Dolphus had already shoveled not only his walk and sidewalks, but the entire neighbor's corner lot as well. And he did it all with a broom. And that just blew me away that, like, he took pride in that place to the point where he was willing to not only shovel out his own place, but step up and work on a neighbor's property as well.
And they could also serve as role models, because people who are around them see them. They have changed, so they ask, why do you have changed? Why do you have a more positive attitude now? And they say, it's because I'm living in a tiny home now. And then can start turning the other people who are not tiny home residents, can start thinking, turning their lives around too.
The fact that our residents are living there and being active part of the community just is a huge positive impact. And I am seriously proud of that.
Andrew Lunetta and Miguel Balbuena. This and other Story Sharing CNY recordings are archived online at WRVO.org.